Partial Portraits by Henry James. Chapter 1. Emerson. Mr. Elliot Cabot has made a very interesting contribution to a class of books of which our literature, more than any other, offers admirable examples. He has given us a biography intelligently and carefully composed. These two volumes are a model of responsible editing. I use that term because they consist largely of letters and extracts from letters. Nothing could resemble less the manner in which the mere bookmaker strings together his frequently questionable pearls and shovels the heap into the presence of the public. Mr. Cabot has selected, compared, discriminated, steered an even course between meagerness and redundancy, and managed to be constantly and happily illustrative. And his work, moreover, strikes us as the better done from the fact that it stands for one of the two things that make an absorbing memoir a good deal more than for the other. If these two things be the conscience of the writer and the career of his hero, it is not difficult to see on which side the biographer of Emerson has found himself strongest. Ralph Waldo Emerson was a man of genius, but he led for nearly 80 years a life in which the sequence of events had little of the rapidity or the complexity that a spectator loves. There is something we miss very much as we turn these pages, something that has a kind of accidental, inevitable presence in almost any personal record, something that may be most definitely indicated under the name of color. We lay down the book with a singular impression of paleness, an impression that comes partly from the tone of the biographer and partly from the moral complexion of his subject, but mainly from the vacancy of the page itself. That of Emerson's personal history is condensed into the single word Concord, and all the condensation in the world will not make it look rich. It presents a most continuous surface. Mr. Matthew Arnold, in his Discourses in America, contests Emerson's complete right to the title of a man of letters. Yet letters surely were the very texture of his history. Passions, alternations, affairs, adventures had absolutely no part in it. It stretched itself out in enviable...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?